Ever notice that purple shop button at checkout? The one that makes buying online effortless? That's Shopify. And it doesn't just make shopping easy. It makes starting a business easy too. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. No coding? No problem. Shopify's ready-to-use templates help you create a stunning online store instantly. Manage everything in one place, from inventory and payments to analytics and marketing. Get the word out fast with built-in email and social tools to attract and retain customers. And that purple shop button, it's why Shopify has the highest converting checkout on the planet. Your customers already love it. If you want to see less carts being abandoned, it's time for you to head over to Shopify for your £1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try. shopify.co.uk/try.
Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Now, Katie's got a story about how the ladies are babying men too much. But before we do that, please tell us what you did yesterday, because I've never heard of anybody doing this.
I do this all the time. I go into department stores. I pick out like 20 outfits, and then I go try them on and have a little fashion show in the changing room. And it's my favorite thing. And
do
I
don't, you buy them?
Really? Not really.
No. You just try it on.
Yes.
Flaunt it in the mirror.
Yes.
And then move on.
I do.
Isn't that like a tease for yourself, though?
Yes.
Like, don't you want to buy the clothes if you look good in them?
No. Well, honestly, there's sometimes where something will look too good and it's on clearance. And
you're
I'm
coming
like,
home
okay,
with me.
Okay, you and I are going to be friends. But for the most part, I do it because I don't have a lot of just like extra money spending around to where I can go spend it on different outfits whenever I want them.
You're on your budget journey right
now. I am
now
on my budget journey. And so like this, I don't know, like it doesn't make me feel sad that I can't have it. It makes me feel good. One, because I think more of it for me is I have been going on vacation. I really was watching what I was eating. I was working out a lot more. And so I'm in a stage right now where I'm okay with my body. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, when I go try on clothes and they fit, I'm like, that gives
you feel
me
good.
The
good
best feeling.
Positive.
And then I'll go get it in like three different sizes and hope the smallest size fits.
I'm
like,
an
you know
XXS.
What I mean? Yeah. So then I'll try on that one, like second or third, not the first one. But
just in case.
There's all of these things in my head to where it's like, this is gonna make me feel happy, like this is gonna make me
I like
in
you
a good
why not
frame of mind,
yeah.
You
and
know?
Then you're not spending money, you get a little, you know, boost in your, a little pep in your step,
yeah,
when you leave. It's really no different than they say, you know, if you have hunger cravings and stuff, just to go smell the food
and see,
instead
that's
of
teasing,
eating it.
I think. See,
really?
That.
No, I think
me,
it's along the same line. I mean, you're teasing yourself with like a beautiful outfit, and you're like, oh, I can't afford this, so
well,
I'll just
know,
go ahead and put it back.
I have more self-control with my money.
Yeah, right,
than
you do with food. But it is along the same lines. They say you don't even have to drink coffee. You can go take a huff of coffee grounds, and it's a lot of times the same benefit as just drinking a cup of coffee. It kind of gets the same endorphins flowing throughout your body.
See,
so
that I can see, the bright-eyed bushy-tail kind of just immediate from smelling coffee. I get that. But
if you're huffing KFC, you want to eat it.
I know, I do. If I'm smelling fried chicken, I'm going to be eating it in seconds.
Yeah.
But so this was fun for me. And I just want to point out as well that when I go and take all these clothes, I put them back. I do. I will go back throughout the store and put them back, because I don't ever want to create work for someone else. I don't want my happiness.
But that is their job. You're actually creating work for somebody else.
But they have enough things where people are buying things.
As like, someone
this
who
is
used
just
to
something
work
fun for me.
Yeah, I was like, as someone who used to work at one of those department stores, going in at the end of the day and seeing in the dressing rooms a pile of used, unused clothes in there. It's
not
the most
up.
Part of the gig, though.
Thing.
Part of the
it
gig.
Is,
but
right.
I will say, I worked at American Eagle for approximately 48 hours at one point, early in, you know, high school or whatever, and I bailed.
You would find men's and women's,
yeah,
and Jerry, you made the right decision, because you would find men's and women's underwear with streaks in them.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not kidding.
Oh, no, see, well, I'm into that, so.
Oh, you should have stayed then.
If I had known.
No, in the, yeah.
If I had known, I would have. Now, I wonder if I could just get a job in the afternoons now for that.
All right, exactly. That's right up your alley now.
Huh.
It is.
Speaking of sniffing stuff to make you feel good.
Revolting.
Ew.
It's so gross.
Oh my gosh, it's so bad.
You're tapping the pen, you're thinking.
I'm thinking.
A little side hustle for you, huh?
Now, can you keep the underwear?
Oh, if it's used like heavily used like
you,
that,
they
yeah,
want
buddy.
You to keep the underwear.
It's all yours.
Please take that underwear.
I better get my resume ready.
I don't think you need one for that.
But I strongly suggest it to people. If you're looking for or something. But again, try and be courteous to people who work in these places. And I want to point out, because it's back to school season, and there were a few times, especially the last week, I'd go get a bunch of clothes. I was so excited. And I go to the dressing room, and there were like 10 kids in there trying on school clothes. I'm like, today's not the day.
Today's
not the day to do this. So just, you know, be aware of all that stuff. But it is fun for me, at least. Love it.
You might have given somebody an idea this morning. If they're kind of down in the dumps, feeling blah, then go try on some pants.
It's funny, too. There's a department store here. I'll just give the Ross here in Park Meadows Mall. Their changing rooms are under construction. So in the front of the store, they have set up what they look like. A changing room they got at IKEA.
You just
got
to do it out in the open.
It is so
aisle two.
Just like
it's just old refrigerator boxes that you go in.
It looks like a gust of wind's going to take it all out. So I'm not changing in there either because I just feel like the walls are going to fall and I'm going to be naked.
I'm over there.
Gosh. I know exactly.
Blowing on them.
So be careful for that as well. But
come on, streaked underwear. Funny.
It is a good time. I'm telling you. It makes me smile every time.
I might try it someday.
I don't
do this
during the holidays when I eat everything. Though.
That was like during winter. You're like, no.
This is not a fun time when you're putting on the LBs. But, you know, summer when you're taking them off looking good. Why not?
Have at it.
Why
All right,
not?
That's great. I love it. I might try it someday.
That's pretty funny.
Probably not, but I might.
Probably you
not.
Might. You
Probably
might.
Won't. So what's the story you have about the ladies babying the men too much?
Okay. So the thing is there's an actual term for it, and it is this term has evolved over the years. First came out in the 80s, and it was called kinkeeping, but they've started calling it mankeeping. And it is essentially, here is the AI overview. It refers to the emotional and social labor that women often perform in heterosexual relationships. So some of these things are, they're saying they're managing their men's social lives and their emotional well-being as well as their mental load. And this can come in ways like planning social events, also managing conflicts that you have with people and encouraging you to maintain your friendships. And it's been a while since I've been in a like long-term relationship, right? But when I read this, it brought back so many memories of me trying to encourage my significant other. You should really reach out to so-and-so. It's been a long time since you hung out. That's important. You need to go hang out with your friends, you know? Like, guys just tend to, I think, get in this just comfortability part of their lives where they're like, I like doing things this way and I'm going to do things like this for the rest of my life because this is what I like.
I'm not seeing a problem so far.
I know. And women, we encourage you
to broaden
your spectrum, to, you know, get out there. And
no wonder he left you.
It's just so fun. No, it's funny.
I don't want to hang out with my friends.
She left him.
Jared. Oh, is that what happened?
Thank you, Josh.
Yep. Yes. I got you, Kitty Cat.
Honestly,
but if I don't want to hang out with my friend I haven't seen in 10 years.
But
my
best
friend, Surat, who was a best man in my wedding, and I've known him since sixth grade or whatever. I maybe talk to him twice a year, maybe see him once a year on his birthday.
Yeah.
See, I like Surat. I've met Surat. I want to hang out with him.
My best friend, Katie.
Yeah.
Would you push me to talk to Surat more?
I probably would.
How come you never talk to Surat?
I probably would.
Does Nick Knack not do that? Does
no,
she not
she
ever bring
care.
Him up?
She's like, you're dumb friends.
I love that. But, you know, I think the thing is you guys have been married for a long time as well, you know? So I think, like, you've discovered your roles, you understand where you lift each other up, and you're really good at that, you know? Like, a lot of this is the people who are struggling and they're not realizing why, and it's like, you know, a lot of this is unpaid, unacknowledged, and often unreciprocated. That's the thing, is the women are
so
doing this for the men.
That's what I was thinking about this, yes.
And the men are not doing this for the women. And, you know, just a really good overview of it is, you know, man comes home and, gosh, I had a day and it was this and this and this. And the woman tries to tell you the same thing and you've already checked out. You don't hear any of
what?
It. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
So it is a thing. And it's actually something that they're saying is a reason women are wanting to be single and wanting to not be in relationships is this whole man-keeping phenomena. So
like on the surface, I mean, as you were starting to tell me this, that, yeah, I think that is so beneficial to have a woman in your corner that like roots for you, encourages you, listens to you, pushes you to be better, you know, helps you with conflicts, helps you with family stuff, like everything you kind of listed off.
Yeah.
But then, boom, you said it because I was thinking it. I was like, but it's got to be reciprocated.
Yeah.
You've got to also do that to her and be there for her.
Yeah.
And I think we're pretty good with that in my house. I feel like maybe I probably don't do it as much as Nick Nack. She's the nurturer in the house, though.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny because it's like, I think we've just like accepted that these are our roles in relationships, right? Because this is something that I think since the beginning of time, this is how men and women have acted when they're in relationships. But this is what's interesting is they did some research on it and they found that currently only 38% of single women in the U.S. are looking for a relationship, where single men, that number jumps to 61%. And so the men.
Well, there's different reasons there, Katie, probably.
Well, the gap's yeah,
because the men want some loving.
Well, and the women aren't opting out of love. They're opting out of being someone's therapist with benefits. And so I think that's yep. where it lies, is like the women are so sick of having to do this to, you know, be your therapist and be. And there's other things as well. But this is just very interesting because it's popping up on all the, you know, socials, all the news sites about like the women are really paying attention to this whole to this whole man-keeping thing. And it's just, it caught my eye because I was like, yeah, I love being single because I only have to care about myself. And, you know, for those people like, you know, I have a daughter who's grown and I've done the whole, mm-hmm. you know, dog, you know, husband, picket fence, whatever. I've done all that. And it's like, you know, I have experienced these things. And a big reason I don't want to get into a relationship is because of this. Like, I don't want to pick up your crusty underwear off the floor.
But
like,
naturally,
do it
like, I but fear that they're someone, not getting you? Into these relationships at all. I mean, naturally, there's going to be some of this no matter what, though. There's going to
yeah.
be a little bit of it.
But again, the give and
take,
so
you're wanting to
right?
cut it all off?
I'm hoping, I'm hoping the person that I find will also reciprocate, as we were saying. So that's where it says women are just done with dating, because until we find that person who's willing to also be our therapist and also be willing to give us some emotional support, then it's not worth it.
And listen to you.
Yes.
Well, yeah, but that's where love comes in. Because if you do, you're right. All that stuff sounds horrible until you love someone and you're like, I will listen to you till the end of my day. Like, that's when it happens. So if a guy finds you and loves you, he will want to reciprocate that.
Yeah.
Not just looking
Hopefully.
For a good time or anything like that. And that does come. I think that it also plays into effect love languages, because that's how people give and take love. They receive
yeah.
it certain ways, and you have to learn that about your partner and learn how they receive their own version of love, you know? And if it's just listening, then that's the quality time aspect.
Yeah.
You just got to figure that out.
Could you repeat the first part of that story, though? I wasn't listening.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
You're such a butthead. Poor Nick Nack.
I totally checked out from this.
How is she with you?